We're in the changing of the seasons, of course, this week with the wind. And just when the leaves get so pretty, usually some windstorm comes along and knocks them all off. And hello, we're now headed toward winter. Last year, we didn't get that. On the coast, I always think of this reading because at this time of year, or October, is when the winds stop for a while, usually. And I can't remember which is which, but in one season, they blow from west to east, another from east to west, and then for a little while, all the RVs and people go home, and you have kind of the beach to yourself, and the wind isn't blowing. You know, you don't get sandblasted in one direction. And so it's superlative, you know. But everybody knows the changing of the seasons. We know that you see a big black cloud. It could be a hail cloud. Occasionally, we get those around here. But the Lord says, do we know the signs of the times? How is it that we can recognize these natural phenomena, but we don't recognize God speaking in the times and seasons of our lives? You know, I really believe that the Lord, he doesn't actively cause evil in the world, but he uses it. And sometimes he permits it to teach us something. And we all have something to go through in the world, whether it's personal or as a group or whatever, good things and things that are difficult. It's all part of life, and it's part of our test. You know, this is a very temporary world that we're living in, and God has to remind us up periodically that you're on a journey somewhere. Things aren't going to stay the same. Things are going to change. Then there's all kinds of things that remind us of this. News is full of all sorts of things this week, isn't it? I mean, you know, so much to think about, and all of it relates to this reading, I think, in some ways. One of the things that came up, I don't know if this was right before last Sunday, I kind of lost track of time a little bit. When I lived in L.A., I lived there for many years, and I lived right under the flight path going into LAX. And so we battled with the city or the county for a long time over LAX, trying to get them to change the direction of the flight path in the nighttime so we could sleep. And the thing would come over, if any of you are familiar with how this is, there's Inglewood, LAX, at Westchester. I lived in Westchester, and the whole house would shake if you were in the right spot. So we finally got them to change the direction of the airplanes so that they'd come in over the water. And the pilots at that time, if I'm not mistaken, said that the lights was a safety issue of coming in facing the city, and they didn't want to do that. So there was a long fight, and eventually we did get the planes to come in at some hour, like 9 o'clock. They would switch from coming in over the city, if you've ever flown into LA. It's very beautiful, but now they're coming in. So I happened to notice that the government said you have to switch it for a week and go back, and I thought, oh, something's up. People are not going to sleep all week under that flight path. And then that missile got shot off out there. And, you know, the picture of the Hollywood freeway there with this enormous missile that nobody knew what it was. Was it a UFO? What was this thing? You know, and you can see it all the way past the Golden Gate Bridge, all the way to Arizona. They hit the right moment. I don't know if they meant to, but it just lit up like a comet. And then we find out that it's a Trident missile, unarmed, of course. It's one of ours, and now we understand why all of these precautions were taken to keep us safe. And I saw that, and I said, how fast life can change. It's a little bit of a negative thing, I suppose, but I thought that could have as easily been an enemy, and life would have changed like that forever. And, you know, we're all living our own lives. People in L.A., it's the second largest city in the country, but there it is. It's a reminder that we're living in a world that's very dangerous. As if we needed another reminder of that, right? That was a false alarm. But it's a reminder that my life is a gift from God. I have a great gift from God. It's the gift of time. What am I going to do with the time I've been given? And God will periodically give us a shot across the bow to remind us to keep going, or what we need to correct, or a thing that's of great joy to remind us of heaven. That we get all these different signs, and we don't recognize God speaking. I did with that missile test that God was speaking to me. I don't know if he spoke to you. I'm just telling you things in the news that God spoke to me through the scriptures, and this is one way that he reminds us that saber rattling with Russia has consequences. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I better pray for our country and our world, because this, we're living in a dangerous world. And then we get to the thing in France, which occurred on Friday, which, of course, was horrific. That's kind of a 9/11 for these people. Did you know, did you catch that the same thing happened in Beirut this week? Didn't get as much attention, did it? But those people were as valuable to God as the people in France or the people here at 9/11. And so again, we have something in the news which I can't be, I'm not going to begin to try to interpret what's going on. But it's definitely a call to prayer that you could be sitting in a sports arena or a restaurant or someplace like this, and the next thing you know, something like this has happened. It's happened in our country quite a bit as well. This happened even in ancient times, different sort of thing. But these kinds of things, and our Lord will be talking about this a little bit more in the readings to come in the weeks, that there's all kinds of signs in the sky and in the earth, and what is God saying to me? And these are kind of things that a whole nation goes through together, or the whole world actually went through that with France on the news everywhere. But we ourselves have these sorts of things happening to us, and God is speaking to us both. I said the things that are wonderful and the things that are difficult. And you know, I was sick for 2 weeks. I didn't want to be sick. It's a very minor thing, but I couldn't do anything for 2 weeks. And it's like God says, well, maybe you're not as critical as you think you are. Like I told y'all last week, I told God, I've got too much to say. You can't do this to me. The Lord said, well, not anymore, you know, because it's a sign. It's a sign. Use wisely the time you have. This could be the day that I call you to do something different. Your life is going to may change. You know, most of us have gone through these things where all of a sudden you get a phone call or something, or you're something with a job or a family member or God knows what, and suddenly everything's different. And all of our lives, suddenly, it's all on the line. How I'm going to react to God, to this, to others, myself, and everything's a preparation for that. The people of the end of the world, which is what Christ is talking about, and he often relates that to the destruction of Jerusalem, because that was a symbol of what will happen in the world one day, that they will be surprised that to see God coming on the clouds of heaven. It's almost as if there's a big fire going on the earth somewhere, and everything's obscured because you can't see, and here comes the Lord. And they're going to be surprised. Who's this? We didn't believe in him, you know? And suddenly it's revealed that this is the Lord's world. That he owns it, he built it, he rent it, he kept us alive. Everything was a test. It's all going to go end like that. And then he's going to give us what's really real. And we as Christians should know this, that this is a temporary world. And yet God is, he doesn't look like it, but boy, is he in control. He's just holding back out of mercy so that we will have a choice in our lives. And we all have something to go through, and it's different for every person. Every week I'm journeying with somebody in the parish or somewhere who's going through something really tough. And sometimes there's something really wonderful. But God is speaking through all of this, different seasons of our lives, not just spring and summer, but fall and winter. They're all part of God's plan. It was another interesting thing that happened in the news that was really encouraging to me. How many of you saw this? I don't know how. I checked this on Snopes or whatever that thing is to make sure this was accurate. This about that the dog that was going through a dumpster in Thailand. Anybody hear this story? Oh, you did, okay. Anybody else hear that story? I can't believe this story. I'm reading this dog, I don't know if it was somebody's dog, it looked like a golden retriever, and it was going through a dumpster looking for food. Finds a baby in there with an umbilical cord attached to it, no less. You know, how did it get there? I don't know. We have laws in this country where if somebody doesn't want a child, you know, you can turn it into a hospital, you know, guilt-free and law-free and all that. But somebody didn't, I don't know, somehow this baby alive ended up in there. This dog found it, put it in its mouth, brought it out, and gave it to a human being. And so this baby ended up at the hospital, and this boy is doing fine. And I looked at that story. I've got this picture of this baby hanging out of this perfectly formed child hanging out of this dog's mouth. I said, this guy's got a life to live, and he got it back from the dead. You know, what a gift his life will be. Every suffering, every joy, his family someday perhaps, everything is a gift for him. And isn't it true for us? Has anybody here been saved by a dog from a dumpster? Well, but we've all been saved from something. You know, God's going to show us on the last day of our lives how I was here, and you say, what about this? You didn't seem to answer it. But this was for your good. You were suffering for somebody else. Here you made a sacrifice without my intervention for a while. And all of that has eternal consequences. And we're never going to stop thanking him. I can't begin to explain why things like France happened, or Beirut, or all these things. You know, these are things that we have to wrestle with while we're on earth. But we always look at the cross and realize that everybody that dies like this is Christ. This is the creator of the world is suffering again. He's suffering in each individual. The mystery of Christ crucified is present in this, in these events, you know. And these are the things of our lives. Can we recognize God in the signs of the times and in the signs of our lives? I ask myself that all the time. When something happens in my personal life or with health, or most particularly when I'm journeying with all of you, and I've heard so many difficult things and wonderful things, but I hear God speaking through almost all of them. And I hope I can share that with you a little bit. God speaks through our work, our home, our family, our schools. Thanksgiving may be a time of tension for some of you, strange type things, people showing up that are difficult. But all of these things are God working and encouraging us and molding us into the person that we're going to be one day and forever. It's all for the good in the end. This is why the Lord points out, you all are so good at figuring out weather patterns and sports scores and the ducks and the beavers, but you can't figure out the signs of the times. And this is precisely what Christ is telling us in this fall season when the seasons are changing. Suddenly, we look and there is the will of God.